And now a highlight from Animal Radio on iHeartRadio.
This is a big news story out of the paper. Glow-in-the-dark animals.
Yeah.
Can you imagine all of your animals glowing? 10 little piggies that glow in the dark have been created by scientists in South China, of all places. I mean, that's a gimme. Where else would you do this? A sheep that glows green under a black light will soon be announced by researchers in Turkey.
Wow.
And they've already created glow-in-the-dark bunnies. What, everybody's speechless on this?
Well, you know what, I've actually, you know what, they've taken the genes that are useful for these, they light up with, like, say, a black light.
Yeah.
So they don't just do it for the sake of making a glow-in-the-dark pig. They actually put different genetic mutations or different conditions along with that. So it's a visible way to help know if that pig has, say, some kind of defect. And then they can study the defect in their laboratory and separate the animals very easily.
Oh. So it's not really a party trick.
I don't think so. Unless you're talking the aquarium fish, which that is more of a just kind of a fun thing that we have a glow in the dark fish.
Mm. Amazing.
You don't seem very genuine when you say that.
Amazing. I'm amazed. I'm amazed that people sit around and come up with this stuff.
Now, I have to say, I don't know if you saw this in the Newswire, but this is something that got me really excited today when I saw it in the news. Dogs align with magnetic fields when they defecate. Researchers in Germany actually studied over 2 years. They studied over 37 different breeds, and 70 dogs represented it, and they studied their defecations and urinations. And they determined that in the majority of the cases, the dogs prefer to face north-south axis when they do their business.
What?
This sounds like a really, really strange excuse for weird people who like to study wacko stuff. I mean, it's science.
Look at this.
It's science.
But dogs are more perceptive to us to different elements, whether they be vibrations, sounds, smells. So maybe they're picking up on something, you know, with the magnetic field, and helping them orient.
Can I just say, well, why don't these people just admit they love poop? Why don't they just out with it? I mean, come on.
This is so cool to me. I mean, what if this translated to people?
You're listening to Animal Radio. Visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.